So who or what is Q? Lots of people are asking that question this week after what's being called Q's coming out party at President Trump's rally in Florida on Tuesday. Up popped We Are Q signs, Q t-shirts. The cryptic slogan WWG1WGA, short for Where We Go One, We Go All. You might already know Q is a conspiracy cult purportedly led by someone called QAnon for anonymous. Followers think Q could be Donald Trump or, more recently, John F. Kennedy Jr., who they think did not die in that plane crash. In a video, a narrator outlines the Q theory that every president before Trump and after Reagan, the Bushes, Clinton, Obama, along with, of course, Hillary Clinton, was a criminal in cahoots with global banking, media, and government elite to make money and run pedophile rings. And then the military convinced Trump to run for president to overthrow them. In fact, that meeting between North Korea's Kim Jong-un and President Trump, well, that was Trump liberating Kim from this deep state cabal.
The cabal had complete control over North Korea. They hijacked the Kim dynasty, took them hostage, and worked to build up a nuclear arsenal to threaten the world. Kim Jong-un suddenly embracing peace was simply because the deep state were beaten and driven out.
So again, the cabal, Obama, the Bushes, the Clintons, took over North Korea, launched their missiles. Then we see Trump shaking Kim's hand as the narrative says Kim reaches for peace as Trump liberates Kim. NBC reporter Ben Collins has been following Q on what he calls the dystopia beat. And Ben, do you agree with Washington Post media critic Margaret Sullivan that Q and QAnon had this national coming out party this weekend at Trump's rally?
Yeah, they absolutely did. And I think that, you know, this was predated by a couple of instances in real life. In Tucson, Arizona, over the past couple of weeks, there's been a guy who's been camping out at a homeless encampment, saying it's a child sex trafficking ring. He was arrested on felony trespassing charges. This is all tied into QAnon. A guy blocked the entrance to the Hoover Dam a couple of weeks ago, and since then, in jail, has sent the president a bunch of pretty nutty letters about QAnon.
So, well, that guy was also holding up a sign as he held up traffic and closed a road with his armored car. He held up a sign about Q.
Yeah, it said, release the reports. There is the idea that President Trump didn't release the real investigative general report, that the real one was somewhere else. And it was like many, many pages, and it really implicated Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. It's nutty. And by the way, he was armed. No. So this is not... this is not a small thing, and it's definitely getting at the most perniciously dangerous, I would say, parts of the internet. And if it spills into real life, we're in deep trouble. And that's what we saw in Tampa a couple days ago.
We'll talk about that for those who weren't watching the rally. What did you see?
Yeah, you see everyone holding up Q signs, right? And it just looks like a Q, right? Which by itself is a letter. But what it comes to stand for is a lot more. There are rows of people holding Q signs. There's a guy behind directly in front of the president, behind a camera, holding a Q sign. So
they were families.
There were families. Yeah, one of them, in fact, you know, somebody on Reddit took credit for it and said, "My kid held up the sign. My wife made it." So this is a whole family. Like, I don't know how you unlearn this, right? How do you unlearn the concept that the government is being run exclusively for the purpose of running a child sex ring in the background? And it has been for years and years, and Hillary Clinton is behind it. Yeah. How do you unlearn that if you learn that when you're 5 or 10 years old? I don't know how you do it.
Well, you know, some would say we're watching Alex Jones of InfoWars on trial this week. He's being sued by parents of children who were killed in a school shooting that he claims didn't happen. As Alex Jones kind of came to the surface for a lot of people with his radio program, he has thousands of listeners. If you wonder who those people are, well, we're seeing some of them now through Q. It feels as if, you know, Q kind of begat the theories that he espoused. But talk about some more of the theories.
Yeah, I mean, the very baseline of it is that reality is the opposite of what we think it is, right? That Robert Mueller is secretly working with Donald Trump to take down Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton for all of the the worst crimes committed ever, right? But like pedophilia rings, and literally, like, they believe literally, by the way, that there's some sort of like magic in baby blood that they mix into cement to make buildings stronger. I wish this was a joke. This is a thing that is they actually believe. And the other thing is, a lot of these things, even the very first Q post, they kept saying like things will come to pass in the next couple of days. The next couple of days happen. nothing from that post happens, but they continue to believe it. For example, for months and months, they believed that there was a videotape of Hillary Clinton cutting the face off a child. They still kind of believe this is out there, but there was a specific time frame where it was supposed to come out. Didn't come out. Doesn't matter to these people. They want to hate the mainstream media, and they want to believe that everything Donald Trump is doing is actually this covert, perfect mission.
Well, these Q followers that at Trump's Tuesday night rally that people suddenly saw, many for the first time, were among those that taunted and jeered reporters. Let's listen. It got pretty violent. Some of the reporters who were there said that's, you know, the most nervous they felt. And we remember you talk about what seems like an ridiculous claim of this cabal formed around this idea of making money off of child trafficking. We remember the Pizzagate child trafficking conspiracy, this bogus idea that the children were being held in the basement of this pizza parlor by Hillary Clinton. You know, a gunman brought a gun and opened fire in that restaurant.
Yeah, and here's the thing. This is just a continuation of that. A lot of the community is based on Pizzagate, both on Facebook and on Reddit, which is secretly, very quietly, the third most visited website in the United States, mostly viewed by young white men, right? They were banned. The Pizzagate communities were banned there, and they all felt some sort of victimhood from that. And what they decided to do, a lot of these people, was quadruple down on it and say, actually, that's right. Jade Helm was right. Satanic Panic in the 80s was right. All of these things that we debunked, because it's not true, they decided to make them one big omnibus conspiracy theory and build communities around that to get around all of these, you know, sort of haphazard moderation techniques by places like Facebook and Reddit that don't really try hard enough in these spaces.
Well, look, Eric Trump liked a tweet with the WWG1WGA, where we go one, we go all slogan, which is the Q slogan. What has the Trump administration said about Q being what seem to be, not just ardent supporters of Donald Trump? They think that he has been chosen to overthrow this cabal.
Here's the catch-22 here, right? A lot of people believe in the far right that this is some sort of live action role playing thing and a troll on the mainstream media. They believe that, like, the whole point of it is to make a reporter at a press conference ask Sarah Huckabee Sanders if there's a child sex trafficking ring, and they can point at them and say, ha, fake news. That is a thing that is out there. So look, they have not commented on this. I don't know if they should or would want to, like, even validating the concept of this. They will find a way within that conspiracy community to make it look like, oh, he said seven words, therefore if you look at the seventh letter of the alphabet or something. Yeah. Like, they will find a way to turn this into their own reality. It's fan fiction, and it's an emotional release for these people who got it wrong for so many years.
Well, Roseanne Barr is a supporter, so is former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, who has a talk show. But there's some weird irony here, because of University of Miami conspiracy expert Joseph Usinski says it offers, you know, far-right Republicans an alternative view of the world when they already control nearly the entire government. In other words, it's usually somebody on the outside of power who would come up with this kind of a conspiracy. These are people supporting somebody who's got all the power.
Right. If you actually, weirdly enough, with Joe Usinski specifically, he wrote a book called Conspiracy Theories Are for Losers, about how conspiracy theories are usually put up by people who are not in power, right? That, you know, for example, birtherism came when Barack Obama had complete control of government, right? That's when it really took off. This is sort of unprecedented. It is a political party that has complete control over the government, pretty much every branch of the government. And yet they feel this sense of victimhood, especially on the internet, because they can't get things passed, or like they don't have this authoritarian like mindset that has pervaded all over the United States that they want.
But you know, Ben, I want to ask you, as I look at this video, it is incredibly well made.
If a criminal became the president, imagine what they could achieve. They could use the full weight of their executive power to commit much larger crimes and ensure they and their friends were enriched to the fullest extent possible.
A lot of detail, a lot of work went into it. Apparently, this whole Q thing surfaced in full flower about a year ago, which is when we know that the Russians we're interfering in the U.S. election. Is it possible that from what we know of what the Russians did in the elections, they ginned up people against other groups, against each other, you know, creating divide, sowing discord? Is it possible that this is that Q is Putin?
Anything's possible. But if there's Russian involvement, a lot of people believe, you know, it's pushing this. It's not creating it. Whoever Q is, I would guess, is probably an American. But whoever is pushing this stuff to make it so it's all over YouTube. So, like, for example, if you searched for Tom Hanks on YouTube, just Tom Hanks, not Tom Hanks pedophile or anything, just Tom Hanks. If you searched for Tom Hanks on YouTube a couple days ago, the top five results weren't the trailer for Big. It was accusations that he was a pedophile because the QAnon community thought that was happening. In terms of stacking results like that, that is something the Russians have done for years.
Ben Collins, who covers the dystopia beat for NBC, on the group Q, QAnon, and some analysts say thousands of people are followers. Ben Collins, thank you.
Thank you.